We need to get the white stuff out of here. It is 8:12, and we are going to continue our look into the upcoming Stevens Point Area Senior High Athletic Hall of Fame induction ceremony, which is slated for April the 15th out at Century World. And Mr. Peter Clark is in to join us. Morning, Pete.
Good morning, Scotty. Thanks for having me.
Nice to have you in here. We had Dave Hauser in yesterday and Pat Leahy in on Monday. Sam Polito, I think, is coming in tomorrow, although I haven't heard from her exactly what time she's thinking about coming in. And then Tom Droner will join us from Florida. I don't know how he pulls that one off, but I guess it's spring break time, so yeah. He'll be calling in on Friday. Huge class going in to the Hall of Fame this April.
Yeah, well, I mean,
a month from today,
the pressure is ratcheted up after the two heavy hitters you had in here Monday and Tuesday, Leahy and Hauser. So, you know, I'll do my best.
They're big timers
to match that. Those performances, but it is a bigger class, but I think, as Dave alluded to, with the COVID year, you know, we were behind a little bit and getting some people, some classes in, and then frankly we just have a lot of teams and people to get in. You know, it's, as you are well aware, Spash has a long athletic history of great athletes, great teams. You know, I was sitting last night looking at my NCAA bracket and doing some research on what undoubtedly will be some terrible picks again. sitting there, I thought to myself, I could look up and see what Sam Hauser did tonight for the Celtics, or if Joe Pavelski scored for the Dallas Stars, or read about Rasheen Wills' national championship, or maybe she's broke another world record. Yeah. You know, all three of those kids are from Spash. You know, there aren't a lot of schools in Wisconsin, let alone the country, that have that type of alumni, you know, can roll out that type of athletic achievement from the alumni. And I think it continues with this class. You know, you look at Ross Kalaji, 7 years in the NFL, Janelle McCarville, first pick, WNBA, Ben Provisor, two-time Olympian. You know, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
And so it's, I think at times we kind of, you know, work on this stuff, you forget how dominant some of these athletes were, and it continues with this class. Ann O'Connick, first state champ in 75, who I think if she came 10 years later would be a much more prominent name in Spash sports. It was just getting going as she got to play girls sports. Carla Wojcicki still holds the long jump record. I mean, she was a one-woman scoring machine at the state meet for her 3 years at Spash, and 40 years later, the long jump indoor and outdoor is still held by Carla. Dean Calhoun, who's going in as a coach. Dominant gymnastics. They won 56 meets in a row. Finished third at state, which in 87, which was unheard of for a northern school at that time. It was always Milwaukee school. So it's a real, for me, and I know you feel the same way being on the commission, it's an honor to recognize these people. And, we have some work to do to get caught up. There's some people who we need to get in and would like to get in while they're still with us and around. And so that's on us, and I think it's incumbent on us to do that and do the research and get these guys into the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, a few of them, some of the older groups and individuals, we really don't have a whole lot of information about. Unfortunately,
we don't, and that's, you know, when I got onto the commission and we started doing this, I looked at a number of the nomination forms, and some were great, some were really detailed, have photos included, others were, you know, a little less detailed. And so I ended up getting a newspapers.com account, which allows you to go back and search I think from 52 up to present day. I can put Scott Krieger in, and every time you're mentioned, the Stevens Point Journal, it pops up. And so
most wanted, or most, what?
It was, we'll talk about it off the air, but, yeah. But it really allows you to go back and confirm what people actually did. Were they all conference? Were they all state? Now, when you're talking about the 49 teams, for whatever reason, newspapers.com, there's an 11-year gap where there is no Stevens Point Journal. So we had to go old school and go down a library and get out the microfiche and scroll through each thing and look at that. And it's, I loved it. It was a labor of love. You know, it's very easy to go down the rabbit hole and read different articles on different things, or check up Little League scores or, you know, different things like that. But a ton of information, just some, you know, John Roberts, what he did for this community at the high school and college level coaching, starting the wrestling program, then winning it. I got the great honor of talking to Nubs Miller on the phone a week ago, and Nubs was a fantastic player on that 49 team. His brother Jerry, who was a fantastic multi-sport athlete in the 51 class, you know, a guy who's a catcher on the baseball team, went to state with the four-lap relay team, played basketball, decides, you know, maybe he's not playing enough in basketball, switches to wrestling and wins a state championship in wrestling that year, which, you know, it's a pretty good athlete to do.
Yeah,
that.
I would say.
So it's, again, I think, you know, as you dig into these guys and go back and read some of this stuff, it's really impressive. And again, these are the guys that paved the way. You know, Spash didn't just get good in 2000. It's a long history of success. And so it's, again, for me, it's an honor to be able to shed some light on some of these guys.
Yeah, it is one of those, as you called it, a labor of love. And it's interesting to find all this stuff out. A lot of stuff you wouldn't know if you don't dig into it.
Right.
Because there's nobody or very few left around to talk it up. And if you're not connected to those people to begin with, you'd never hear about some of these things.
That's a great point. And I think, again, that's on us as the commission or members of the commission to kind of advocate for these guys. Because, as you said, a lot of coaches are gone. And so there's no one who's able to say, hey, you need to take a look at this guy. And I'll tell you, another guy who needs a huge salute is Don Friday. I mean, absolute workhorse. When you go back and read the sports pages of the 70s and 80s, his coverage of high school sports and the university, unmatched. It's unbelievable. I mean, I might be looking for one article on somebody, and I would spend an hour reading his column, Day in Sports. You know, it was unbelievable, and we are so lucky as a community to have had Don do the work he did here. And that goes, you know, then it came Dennis Punzel and Jim Krieger. I mean, we had a group of guys who really were committed to covering high school sports.
Yeah, we were fortunate. There were times way back then where we kind of chuckled because there was so much.
Yeah.
You know, you didn't know the Bucks and the Brewers and the Badgers existed because it was all local on the sports pages, mind you, not a page, but three or four, sometimes five pages of sports from Don Friday. Now you're lucky if you get a Bucks score in there or what have you, maybe a little Packers news. But yeah, it's really been something. I got here as a student at the university in 1972 and then stayed here and got this job. And I'm just amazed at the quality of athlete that I and everybody in the community, when they want, can go out and watch. And I don't care what sport it is. We've had great hockey players to basketball and football and you name it, cross country track, unbelievable. And it just keeps going.
Yeah. Bringing up track, Bob Rasner, you know, who I was familiar with, his brother Tom, who's already been inducted to the Hall of Fame. And reading about Bob Rasner, a guy who didn't get beat for 2 years in the mile run, won back-to-back state championships. I mean, so when you start talking in a town of great runners, we've had some great runners in this town. He's right up there at the top and just incredible to go 2 years and never lose a race and then go on to run at Wisconsin and stuff. So it's a there's just an awful lot of good athletes that we need to recognize. Again, we can't do it all in 1 year. I think you're going to see larger than normal classes maybe for the next 2 or 3 years as we try to get caught up. You know, somebody class of 80, you know, it's 40 years ago. We're coming. So
stop and think about it.
If we want some of these folks to actually show up and be able to recognize them, you know, we have to accelerate things a little bit. And I give a lot of credit to Dave Hauser. And when Dave approached me to work on this, I said I would if he had made a commitment to the guys who helped pave the way. And to Dave's credit, he's done that. And he's done a great job of keeping the ball moving forward on this with our meetings and staying on top of things. So he deserves a lot of credit for this. And I'm excited. This is a great class. And I hope people come out and, you know, support very deserving athletes and teams.
For sure. And whether you know any of them or several of them or somehow all of them, come on out and be a part of it. It's a I'll call it a nominal fee for a ticket at $30, and you can get it right at the Spash Athletic Office by calling them 345-7307. We'd love to have a huge crowd and honor these athletes and enter them into the Spash, or is it better called? Well, it's the Spash now. We'll just leave it at Spash Athletic Hall of Fame.
Right. But kind of Stevens Point.
Yeah, Stevens Point.
With the PJ guys.
You got the Stevens Point in there, whether you call it Spash or not,
exactly.
Right?
Yeah, so. We're just saving time. But I did want to mention two of the teams that are going in, the 1981 and 83 golf teams. John DeWitt, they were led by John DeWitt, who himself is quite a character.
Yes, he is.
He was a fantastic wrestler, two-time state champ at West Milwaukee, went on to wrestle at Wisconsin, the Big Ten, came here in 53 as a teacher and coach, and had wrestling, I think, for 19 years and had a handful of state champions. And then in the 70s, mid-70s, he switched over to the golf team. And I think, according to everyone, he was a pretty good golfer himself, Coach DeWitt. But they finally got to state in 79 and finished seventh and got back the next year in 80. And were leading after the first day and kind of fell off and ended up finishing third. So 81 was the first year they were actually able to really push through and win it. And they had a good group. They had some of the players on that team were Jeff Bisbee, Tim Clouk, Fritz Scherl, Bob Penn, Eric Gunderson, Jim Koziel. And what's funny about this, as I was researching it, at sectionals, Bisbee that weekend before sectionals had lost his glasses. So now remember, this is 1981. They couldn't get a pair back to him in time for Monday and Tuesday sectional meet. So Spash, heading the second day, they were down 15 strokes. They ended up winning by one stroke to make it to state. So that could have been the end of the run right there. And they had a great team, and they came in and they shot a great second day, the best round of this whole season on the second day. They ended up winning by 11 strokes over Glendale Nicolet, who I believe was a defending state champ. So you know, a group of guys, DeWitt wouldn't walk with any of the players. He'd get too nervous. On the second day of the state championship, he broke his own rule and he walked with Bob Penn, who ended up shooting a 75 on that day, and which obviously helped the team to the team championship and stuff. So there's a lot of neat stories with these guys and a dedicated group of golfers. 82, they fell short. I think a lot of people expected them to win, and they just the putter didn't get it done for him. And I think you know something about that a little bit on the golf course. But so coming back to 83, they were the odds-on favorite. And they had, you know, again, the same kind of core guys of Clouk, Bisbee, Koziel, and then they were joined by the Ardley brothers, Tim and Tom Ardley, and who were great players in their own right. And they just dominated the field. They went in, you know, won the state tournament, state championship by a whopping 17 strokes. So it wasn't close, and they were by far the best team. But, you know, what I take away from reading about these guys and doing some research is they're a committed group. These guys just didn't play, you know, come out in May and play May till the state term. They were playing all summer. Bisbee was 83 state amateur champ, went on a golf scholarship to UNLV, three-time conference champ. I mean, there was some talent there, but they also worked at it. And so it was a golden era for high school golf in Stevens Point. And I think we're going to have just about everyone coming back for this one. So I found Bob Penn in Ohio, Columbus, Ohio. I was digging around trying to find him and was able to contact him a few weeks ago. And he was really pleased that we were doing this. And so I look forward to catching up with these guys and hearing some of their stories of the
I imagine they can all still play pretty well. I know Fritz can. Fritz Scherl can. Timmy Clouk works at a golf course, manages a golf course with his wife over in Eau Claire. The Otterly boys, I can almost guarantee you, still swing it pretty good. Oh, yeah. So you know, they probably could come back and compete right now.
I won't bet against any of them on that front. So,
yeah, well, all good stuff. And it's going to come up April the 15th. We're going to be out at Century World. We encourage everybody to get a ticket and come on out and support so many different athletes everywhere from 1949 wrestling and football state championship teams, as Pete was just talking about, the two golf teams. You've got cross-country state champions from 81, 83, 85, the 51 state football champs and 55 boys state track champs, and then a whole host of individuals that will all be inducted into the Spash Hall of Fame. Come on out and have some fun and listen in. Chat with some of these folks. You can hear all their bios and get to meet some of these people.
I'll add that the tickets do include beer, wine, soda, and hors d'oeuvres through the night, and that's, I think we have a really nice presentation put together that people are going to enjoy with some photos from the time when these guys were playing, and it'll be a neat night.
Yeah, should be fun. Peter, thank you.
Thanks.